he holds less than four tvachim Yisrael Ovid. Not Lalocha, we hold three tvachim, his shita is four tvachim. Even though it's 12, it's 16, it less than 16 inches, still it's kosher. Arbo, let's say there's a space exactly of four tvachim and more, then it's possible. Tzorach lo bikurach eris. Then you have to bring another beam there. This curve is possible. It doesn't go straight across from one side to the other side. It's possible. It's no good. This is one case. Now, our raya is for the next case. V'chein shtei curves. You have two beams going straight across on top. Hamas emos, like twins, one next to another. Now, loy bizu kadei lakabal areyach, v'loy bizu kadei lakabal areyach. Each one of them is not strong and wide enough to receive the brick. Like we said, the shear of the curve of this beam going across on top of the movi has to at least be wider tefach to receive a brick on top of it. So now you have like two beams going across one next to another, and each one of them is way less than a tefach. Each one of them by itself can't receive the block, the brick. But together, if you put the brick on top of both of them, it would be good. So that's this case of Bechein Shtei Kuris HaMasamit. You have two twins, two Kuris, two beams going straight across on top. Now, Loi Bezuk De La Kabbalah Reich. Not this one could hold the brick, but Loi Bezuk De La Kabbalah Reich. And not the second one by itself is also too small, too weak to receive the brick. In the Kabbalah, a Reich L'Rochboi Tefach. But let's say now, if they would take this brick and they would put it like you have the two beams going like this, if you put the brick on top like this and leaning on both of them together would hold up a brick of a Tefach, then it's kosher. Is ein tzarach lavi kura cheresh. You don't have to bring another kura. This is a good kura. The yimlav, let's even when you have these two sticks, the two curves going across, they still cannot hold the brick, then tzarach lavi kura cheresh. Then you have to bring another kura. This kura is no good. So Rashi says like this. Let's see Rashi. Shtei kura samasemes. Top Rashi. Tetnan v'yervin. Ha kura sh'omru. The kura, that's not the removi, that goes straight across on top of the entrance of the movi, rechov v'kadei l'kabal areich. It has to be wide enough in order to receive a brick. That's a half of a brick. Shall slash the size of three tefachim. Therefore, the brick has to be a tefach and a half. So, die la courage they recover tefach. It's enough of the curve this beam is wide a tefach. Like this, it could receive the beam. It could receive the brick, right. Even though the brick is a tefach and a half, but if you have a brick, a kura, a tefach wide, even though this is a little bit wider, so it sticks out on each side a little bit, still it can hold up. As long as the bottom kura is a tefach wide, it could hold the brick on top of the tefach and a half. It sticks out a little bit on each side. That's kosher. Vosim poruch, tefach umachzaboy, I, the bottom of the kura should be a tefach and a half. It sticks out a little bit on each side of the curve a little bit. That's okay. Now, by the next Rashi, when you have two curves, like twins, one next to another, and you don't have to bring another one. If these two cannot hold up the brick, together, they're not wide a tefach, you have to bring another one. So still, there's no raya yet. Now, we're going to bring it back for the next case. We have Yishima ben Gamliel Oimer. It's not right from me there. But he says another lochom. We have Yishima ben Gamliel Oimer. In the Kabel es Areyach, Lo'orkoi, Shloisha Tvachim, is Ein Tzorach Lovi Kuracheris. He holds, even if you take this brick and say the length of it is three Tvachim, even if the two curves are wide, they're far away, but if you can put a brick on top of it that's three Tvachim long, it'll hold up the brick, that's also good. And Rashi says, we have Yishima ben Gamliel Oimer. In the Kabbalah, La'orkoi, Shloisha, and Tzorla, the Karacheris. The Shimming al Miel, La'hokka, but it's coming to be Makel. Make it easier. Kleimer. Afilu ain't bam tefach. Even if the two beams going across, the two curves are not wide a tefach. The Yemoshev al Shteim, Arayach, La'rochboi, ain't oimid. If you put this brick on top of both of them, it won't hold it. Is Machikin Zumezu. Where Eitzer is to put away, separate these two beams like. O Moshev alayim La'orkoi. O Bavad She Berioys. In other words, even though they're very small, each one is small, but don't look as if they're close to another. Let them be a little far away. So then you could put a beam, a brick, that's three tvachim wide. If it's three tvachim wide, it'll go like this over the two of them. So don't leave the two of them like this, the two curves, one close to another, rather look as if they're far away, they're a little bit away, less than three tefachim away, that you could put the brick on top of it, and if it would hold up, these two curves that hold up the brick, that's also good. So even though each one by itself is very small, it's not even like a chatzi tefach and a half a tefach and a half a tefach. It's much less. But as long as it can hold up a brick that's long, three tefachim, it's also good. Now, what about hoyachas lemala v'yachas lemata? These two kairos, these two beams that are going straight across the entrance of the movi, what's going to be, neither of them again is wide a tefach, so each one by itself is posel. But you have to come on to both of them together. What's going to be though is one is higher up than the other one. They're like this. One is higher, one is lower. They're going straight across the entrance here. One is higher and one is lower. So what are you going to do now? And the way it is right now, one higher, one lower, you can't put a brick on top of it. The brick will fall right off it. One curve is higher up than the other curve. So what's the halacha? Do we look as if the top one comes down to make it close together that we say it's one? It's like the curve could hold up the brick? Or do we say, no, the way it is right now, one curve is higher up than the next one, it can't hold the brick the way it is right now. So what's the halacha? Ho ya'achas l'mala v'ya'achas l'mata. Rebbe Yosi b'Rebbe Yehuda Weimer. Royin ho elyoino. We look at the top brick, the top beam, the top curve. Kilu hi l'mata. We say chavot, we look as if it comes down. It's level with the next one. V'yasatachtayne kilu hi l'mala. We look as if the bottom one, as if it comes up. In other words, as if they're both level heights. The only concern is that the top beam should not be higher up than 20 amas. But that's the first mission in Ervin, that if the curve of the beam that's going straight across the entrance of the Movi is higher than 20 amas, it's Tzula. Because the curve is also Mishum Heker. You have to be able to see that beam. So that's what Rabbanu will make to say, we're letting you carry inside the Movi. If you have a Heker, you have something to remind you, you have this Heter. So it has to be in a place that you could see it. That will remind you. Anything higher than 20 amis, you don't notice it, so therefore it's psula. So it's kosher in this case on providing that the top curve is not higher than 20 amis. And it can't be that the bottom curve, the bottom beam going straight across, can't be less than 10 tefachim. Because if it's less than 10 tefachim, also it's psula. That's not called a curve. It's not called like a mechitza. It doesn't have the shear of a mechitza. Because the curve I say also has to look, it looks like there's a mechitza there. So it has to at least be 10 tefachim off the ground to look like a mechitza. Now, but let's say both of them though are within 20 amas. Now I'm reading the chavoit rami. Still we look as if the top curve comes down and the bottom one goes up to make them look equal levels. I forgot less be tefach. Even though we're talking about now, you have these two curves going straight across, that each one is not wide a tefach. That was old Surin. If you have one curve by itself that's wide a tefach, it's a kosher curve. That one beam going straight across the entrance of the Mavi, it's kosher by itself. We're talking about now you have two curves, each one is less than a tefach. And even though one is, let's say, 19 amas high, and one is only 10 amas high, mamish 9 amas away, still we say it's kosher. Because we say chavoit, we take down the top one, bring it down level to the bottom one. So the kash and rova. Here, each curve by itself is less than a tefach wide. So you see, even though you have less than a tefach wide, still you say chavoit rami. Still we can say these two beams look as if they're equal level heights. So the kash and rova. Rova says we only say it when it's a tefach wide. When it's less than a tefach wide, you don't say it. And here it's mashed even less than a tefach. Still you say it. So Gemara answers like this. That's not what the Gemara means to say. Amalei, so Rav answers, Tiritz, say the Tiritz is like this. V'yei mohoch, it is the way we should learn. O bilvad, shaloi te aliyoyna l'man l'miyesrim, true, the top one can't be higher than 20 yamas tall, ela b'toich esrim, it has to be lower in the 20 yamas limit, aba b'tachtoina smuchula b'pochus mishloisha. We're talking about that the bottom koira, you know how far away it is, less than 3 tefachim away. So therefore we say lovet. So Rav is also moided to that. If it's less than 3 tefachim away, even though they're not wide a tefach, love it, you still say. Inami the other way. Providing that the bottom kaira, the bottom one, can't be lower down than 10 tefachim. It has to be higher up than 10 tefachim. Now, how much higher up could the other curry be? Velyoina, the top one, Smuchlo, is close to it, Vepachas Meshloisha. It's less than three tvachim away from it. That's why it's smutter now. So it's very good. Even though each curry is only less than a tefach wide, but since they're less than three tvachim away, one from the other, we say lovud. Lovud is always considered like it's attached. So therefore, it will look as if they're equal. Mashenken, Luyitsu would be higher than three tvachim above. Then you have to come on to the new lundus of Chavoit Rami to say we throw it down. We only throw down a beam if the beam is wide a tefach. But if it's not wide a tefach, we don't say Chavoit. See, the reason why we're saying it's kosher, even though each kura is not wide a tefach, the reasoning is, because it's less than three tefachim away one from the other. Less than three tefachim, we say, love it according to everybody. Even Abaye will be moided to that, that's kosher. So therefore, there's no kosher on Rava. No loch is like Rava. That as long as the beams are wide a tefach, by a sukkah, by the schach, even though one is higher, one is lower, still we say it's kosher. Right. The Mishnah says then, v'tzil sum rubim mechamos akshera. The Mishnah says that by Yeschach, you have more shade coming in the sukkah than you have sun, the Schach is kosher. Fred Gemara Diyik, Hoki Adadi Psula. Mashma, we have equal amounts. 50% is a shade and 50% is sun. Supposed to mean you have 50% Schach and 50% space. It's Psula. Chazal Mishnah says only, you have to have more shade, more shadow than you have the sun. For the Markasha of Otanan Bidach Pirkin, we learned in the first parak in the first Mishnah that there it said like this. The first Mishnah said, Vishachamosa Meruba Meitzilsa Psula. You should know in your sukkah, if you have more sun coming in than you have shade, it's Psula. So what's the Diyik? That Hokiyadodik Shera. That if it's equal, 50-50 is kosher. So Master from the first Mishnah, if you have 50% shade and 50% sun, the sukkah is still kosher. And here it's mashma, no, here our Mishnah says only if you have roiv shade. Mashma, if it's equal, it's possible. So chur tzestira. So this is going to be the teres to Rashi's first kasha. Like, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah here? We already learned it from the first Mishnah. Teres is no, like the two Mishnahs are really a stira one to the other. So they have to say chiddushim here. So Mura says like this. Like kasha, there's no stira, I tell you. Kan milmala, kan milmata. It depends where you're looking. If you're looking on top, that's our mission here. On top of the schach, you have to be more tzel, that's be more schach than open space there. Mashenka, the first mission is talking about on the floor. If you look at the floor, then we say if there's more sun on the floor, it's possible. But if on the floor, there will be equal amount of sun and shade on the floor, you should know then for sure on top, there's more schach. Mashenka, if you look at the schach, and you have 50% by the schach itself, 50% schach, and 50% space, you should know on the floor then, there's going to be more sun than shade. So that's why there's no steer in the Mishnahs. It's not true. That 50-50 is kosher only on the bottom, on the floor. If on the floor there's 50-50 shade and sun, then it's kosher. But if you look up by the schach itself has 50-50, then it's possible. Let's see Rashi. She's kan milmalo kamomata. That the woman dying from our mission here. That when the equal is psula, lamalakoi, that's going on the top. You look at the schach. If it's 50-50% on the schach, it's possible. Why? If by the roof you have equal space and beams and bamboo sticks, is a fiddle mitzumsum psula, even if it's 50-50, it's possible. Because the sun comes down on the ground much wider, minatzel from the shade. Shel schach. For all the dakin and kiyadodik shere, that we have a diik from the first Mishnah. That it's only possible if you have more sun. But if you have equal is kosher. Nokich yura malmat. That's talking about looking at the ground on the floor. Shechama v'tzel shovim. If you look at the floor in the sukkah, and on the floor there's equal amount of shade and sun, then be you do what you should know for sure, she'akanim rechovim and avirim, that on top on the schach, there's more schach than there is psula, than there is a sun, therefore it's kosher. That's trying the first Gemara's parents. Say Nechanami, you need both Mishnayos in life. One Mishnah is talking about looking at the schach, and one Mishnah is looking at that at the floor, on the sun and the shade on the floor. Over Rav Papa says like this, Heinel the Amri Inchid, this is what people used to say, that Kizuzim Eliel, if you have a zuz, a coin on top, Ki Isterah Mlotachas, on the bottom it's much bigger, looks like an Isterah.
So Rashi learned it's a bigger size coin. In other words, if you have a hole in the roof, a small size like a penny, on the floor, the sun that's going to come in, it looks like a half a dollar bill. In other words, the sun comes in much more from a small hole on top. Rashi says, Kizuzim Liel, Kistro Matachas, Kishanekev Rochav Kishiazuz. When you have a hole on top like the size of a dime, Chamosim Ruba Lamate Kishiazella. On the bottom, on the floor, it's a very big size, the sun that comes down. That's John the Mishnaisin. If you look at top and at 50-50, since the hole is 50% of the schach, it's possible. Because you should know when you look down on the floor, there's going to be much, much more sun coming in than there's going to be shade. That's Rashi Shita. That an Isteru here, Rashi says now, is wider than a Zuz. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like this Pshat Rashi. The Tosfos Esther Kasha comes out from Rashi that if on top of the schach it's 50-50, 50% schach, 50% poritz, is Taka Posel. So Tosfos asks that Rav Papa Shita here, it is Rav Papa, and Rav Papa himself holds an Ervin that Oymed Kiporitz is called a Mechitza. If you have a Mechitza, that 50% is spaces, and 50% is board, it's called a good Mechitza. Oymed Kiporitz is kosher. So it is called a good schach. So how could Rashi say, according to Rav Papa, if you look at the top schach, it's 50-50, it's Tzula. See, if a Tosfos learns just the opposite. Tosfos learns that that a Zuz is Taka bigger than an Istura. An Istura is a smaller shear. The Tosfos learns like this. That milmala milmata depends where you're looking. If you're looking directly on top, at the schach on top, in other words, if you're there mamish on top, so then if it's 50-50 on top, avadi was kosher. Mashenkin, if you're on the bottom of the floor, and you look up to the top, and the way you are here right now, it looks 50-50, you know then it's no good. Because something, when the far away you are, the smaller it looks. So even though to you on the floor looking up, it looks like it's 50-50, but if you would go up there, that hole would be a much bigger hole. So really then on top, it's more space than there is tail. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. Milmala lamata means it depends where you're looking at. If you're standing on the floor and looking up, it's not enough if to you it looks like it's 50-50. Because really it's not. Because the hole that's far away looks smaller than really it is. Really it's a bigger hole. Mashenkin, if you're on top of the tzchach and measuring it there, and you see on top it's 50-50%, and the chnayim, then it's kosher. That's Tosfos Shita. But Rashi Shita is the other way. Right. Mi'uv, then the Mishnah says, mi'uva kimin bayis. Let's say you have a tremendous amount of tzchach, and it's thick like a house, even though you can't see the stars through the tzchach, still it's kshera. Tana Rabbonim, ha mi'uva kimin bayis. You have a very thick amount of tzchach. Even though when you're inside the sukkah, you're looking up, even at night time you can't see the stars, still kshera. What about ein koich vechama niru mitoichoi? What about in the daytime, you look up, the sun, you can't even see the sun. The sun is much stronger than the stars. And you can't see the koich vechama, but you can't see the sun by daytime, no sun comes into the sukkah, then it's a machloikis. Beishamai poistam. Hashem says that's possible. It's too much like a house already. It's too strong, the schach. Well, Beisilu Machshirin. Allah is like Beisilu, still is kosher. So Rashi says, Koich Bechama, Kishachama Zerachas Aleh, when the sun shines in it, V'yein Zuhure Chama Niru Mitoichel, no rays of the sun to get into the sukkah at all, Ein Zuh Doima the sukkah, leave it to Beishama. It's not Doima to the sukkah, it's too much like your house already. Therefore, it's no good. But Beisilu, Allah is like Beisilu. That no matter how thick the schach is, as long as the schach is made from kosher schach, no matter how many, you put 1,000, 5,000 palm leaves there, still is kosher. But the chetchila is brought down, you should be able to see the stars through your schach. You shouldn't make it that thick that you can't see the stars. But you don't have to see the stars all over. As long as in one place you can see the stars, that's enough. You don't have to make it holy. As long as you can see the one place, it's all right. But for the yevet, even though it's very thick, the schach, you can't see the stars, still it's kosher. So the Mishnah. Ho'isa sukasa b'reish ha'gola. You make your sukkah on top of a wagon, top of a car, or Iberoi Shasrini, you make it on top of a ship. Is Ksheira? You should know that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. For Yoidal Lord B'yomtif, you're allowed to go up on Yomtif also. You're allowed to go on top of a wagon, you're allowed to go on top of a ship on Yomtif. There's no Issa going on top of it. Therefore, it's kosher. What about Barosh? What? Barosh, let's say you have the sukkah on top of a tree. In other words, you're using the tree like the floor of the sukkah. And then you put four walls on the side and you have your schach, kosher schach on top. So, or gabe gomel, or else let's say you have your sukkah on top of your camel. Is ksheira, you should know it's a kosher sukkah. But if you ain't oil lab yomtif, you're not allowed to go up there on yomtif, because you're not allowed to climb up a tree on yomtif. You're not allowed to climb up an animal on yomtif. So therefore, you can't go up there on yomtif. But Sheirit is kosher. Let's say, b'dieved, you went in there on Yom Tif, and you ate there, you mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So Rashi says, by both of them, by the ship, inside the wagon, the pshat is, Sheirit says, the diras arai sagibor. It's called diras arai, it's movable, but that's kosher for sukkah. Since later it says no, here's the chiddush by the wagon and by the ship you're allowed to. Rashi says, tikin mashava b'roishai. You made the floor of your sukkah on top of the tree. Now you build real mechitzas. You have your four walls. You're not using the tree for the walls. You have good four walls there and tzchach on top of it. His kshera. Rashi l'chalas shemayit. V'yaf b'yomtiv im'ovar v'yola l'yotz. Law is yotzidei chavosai. If you did climb up and you're sitting there, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Of the katchila of yain oil, you're not allowed to climb up. The gods of Rabban, they're not allowed to be ilon. They're mishtamshim b'ashem yitlash. You're not allowed to climb up a tree or use a tree or be mishtamish with a tree to exert maybe you pull off a branch. Even be mishtamish, even hanging your coat on top of the tree, you're not allowed to on Shabbos and Yom Tif. What about shtayim bilon? Let's say two walls were supported by the tree. The achas pideyodim. The third wall, mamash, starts from the floor going straight up, and that's like you made the wall. So we'll soon see the chiddush here that still, the schach, the sukkah is called up. It has its support from the tree, so it's still also to climb up there on Yom Tif, because it's still called you be mishtamish with the tree. Oishtayim b'dayodam, v'yachas bilon, ksheira. Let's say you have two walls that you made, starting from the ground going straight up, but the third wall still has its support from the tree itself. You should know the sukkah is still ksheirah, but the chiddush is v'yein oidon lo b'yom tif. You're not allowed to go on top of the sukkah on Yom Tif. Even though you're not climbing up the tree now, you have a ladder walking up through the other wall, but the Teretz says two walls by itself can't hold up the sukkah. Like you have to have a third wall there. So since the third wall gets its support from the tree, it's still called you using the tree climbing up, and you're not allowed to climb up the sukkah on Yom Tif. What about Shloisha b'dayodim? Let's say you have three good walls that you made start from the ground going straight up. The Yachas Bilam, just the fourth wall, is supported by the tree. Then you should know Ksherb, it's a kosher sukkah. The Yoylan Lo Biyom Tif, you're allowed to climb up the tree, you're allowed to climb up the sukkah and eat there on Yom Tif. Why? Because by climbing up the sukkah, we don't say you be Mishtamash, you're using the tree. Because since you have three walls that start from the ground going straight up, that was made by the Yodam, it's not called using the tree. For a fourth wall alone, you don't have to come onto the support of the tree. Even without the support of the tree, the schach would be the sukkah would stand. So therefore, it's not called you using the tree. Zeh haklal. This is the klal. Kol shenitol.